Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here for Erev Hag. Hag is Sukkot, as our sages use it. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 6 above Metziah. Mishnah 6. Kol ha'umnin, all the craftsmen, shomrei sachar hen, are considered a paid custodian. We talked back in chapter 3 about shomer sachar, a paid watcher, since he's paid, has a higher level of responsibility than a shomer chinam, a free, unpaid guardian. So if it's lost or stolen, the shomer sachar is on the hook. So if he's a craftsman, you know, he's got your dry cleaning or he's repairing something of yours, he's considered a paid custodian because he can hold on to your item until you come and pay him and pick up your dry cleaning or whatever he's fixing. V'chulan she'amru, but if the craftsman says, tol et shelcha, come take your item, v'havei maut, and then pay me, shomer chinam. He becomes downgraded to an unpaid custodian. Because what he's saying to the customer is, listen, you can come pick it up, it's ready, and you know, you'll pay me when you pay me. He's saying he's not going to hold back the item until he gets paid. The Mishnah brings another case where someone can become a shomer sachar without a financial payment. Shemor li, you'll guard my thing today, the eshmor loch, and I will guard yours tomorrow. You know, we'll take turns watching this, watching our stuff. Shomer sachar, they're both considered shomer sachar, paid custodians, with the benefit that their friend is going to watch theirs, and they'll have a reciprocal arrangement. Shemor li, he says, would you watch my thing? The amr lo, and the would-be guardian says, yeah, hanach lefanai. Yeah, just put it down over there. Shomer chinam, he is considered a shomer, but only a shomer chinam, not a paid custodian. He hasn't accepted full liability by saying, yeah, put it down in the corner. Mishnah zayin, hilvahu ol hamashkon. The lender lent money and he took a mashkon, a collateral. Shomer sachar, he is considered a paid watcher on that collateral. He has a higher level of responsibility. And the Gemara and the Barnura brings the amazing explanation. My schar, what's the payment? Schar mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. It's technically a form of tzedakah. And in Jewish thought, in our philosophy, really lending someone money, you know, so they can set up a business, become independent, get back on their feet again, that's a very high level of tzedakah. That's a very important thing to do. So he's doing a pretty big mitzvah. He's considered a shomer sachar on whatever collateral there is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hilval Maut, Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he's just lent him money, that's Shomer Chinam. Barner says, you know, it's not really considered a schar in terms of din, in terms of a court case. It is a schar mitzvah. It's certainly a mitzvah, but to change his level of shmirah, that it's not. But Hilvahu Perot, if he lent him produce and he's going to get back fresher, newer produce in return, Shomer Sachar. Then he does become a Shomer Sachar because he has that side benefit at the end of the loan. Abishalomer Mutter Adam Lahaskir Mashkonu Shel Ani. He says, somebody who's lent out money and he's taken collateral from a poor person, it's allowed Lhiot Posik Alav Veholech to deduct from the loan amount and go on deducting Mipnei Shehu Kimeshi Veveda. Because this is actually like the mitzvah of returning lost property, Hashavas Aveda. Now what's going on here is the lender who's holding the mashkon can rent out the item to other people. He's not allowed to use it himself and deduct whatever he wants to deduct. He has to rent it at normal market rate to other people and then deduct the loan. We understand the poor person we're talking about would have difficulty paying back the loan, might lose the collateral anyway. So to use the collateral to lend it out and reduce the loan, it's a meshiv aveda. You're really helping out the ani. The Gemara explains this is only where the item of collateral is durable and it's not going to get worn out from normal rental use. Hag Sameach, we shall be zoche to sit in the Sukkot Rosh HaLeviatan, the Leviathan Sukkah, and to be lahakim Sukkot David HaMelech HaNofelet, to reestablish the Davidic monarchy, b'mheira ve'ameinu, and enjoy a Hag Sukkot in Yerushalayim with a Beit HaMikdash together. If you get the chance during Hag to bring your Mishnayot into the Sukkah, Mishnayot Sukkah, Bav Metzia, any Mishnah is a good Mishnah. When you're learning in the Sukkah, it's even better. Yishar Kochachem, tiskul mitzvot.